Yesterday, I was sat in a clinic with my grandmother. She's got the beginnings of Alzheimer's, and it was a dementia clinic. Next to us was an elderly woman and her daughter, and I got my laptop out, my very small MacBook Air, and the elderly lady looked over and she jokingly said, "Oh, I thought you were going to start playing piano then." And I said, "I can play piano if you want, badly." And I took out my iPad and I handed the iPad to this old lady and I opened an app which had a piano on it. And instinctively, straight away, she touched the keys and made a sound. And then she played a chord. And then she played a small tune. And you should have seen her daughter's face. She looked at me and said, "That's the first time my mother has ever touched a computer." And then I had a conversation with her about how it wasn't so long ago my grandmother had never ever touched a computer, and we played a game on the iPad. And then it dawned on me that my grandmother's actually quite clued up when it comes to the internet. She still thinks it's magic, but she knows that we can talk to my brother in Brazil through the internet. We've used it together, and we can talk to my brother via video if we want to, not just text. And when I was having this conversation with this elderly lady, she said, "I think this is something I'd like to have a look at," because she's got family in different places. Now, today, it has been brought to my attention that there's actually a campaign. At the end of October, this month, 2011, we get an extra hour, don't we? Because the clocks go back. And this campaign, which is called Race Online, I think it's being run between the BBC and the Open University. This campaign, linked from raceonline2012.org, saying, why don't you give an hour? Give that spare hour, that bonus hour that you get, and introduce somebody to the internet that may never have used it before. I think this is a great idea. There's a counter on there at the moment saying that there's about 8.7 million people in the United Kingdom that have never really come into contact with the internet or used the internet. So I'm going to do that at the end of this month, or in fact, before the end of this month even. I'm going to take my laptop and maybe my iPad, I don't want to freak people out too much, to the pub and find somebody that has never used the internet. The pub is kind of the only social space. I could go to the church, but I think people are there to do churchy things. People in the pub are open for a conversation. And maybe then also go to my neighbours who I know are in their 80s and I don't believe have an internet connection. I might be wrong. I find it amazing that there are so many people that haven't come into contact with the internet. And if I can introduce a couple, even, and spend a couple of hours, then I think that's a couple of hours really well spent. Not saying you must have this, but just look at what's available, look at what's possible, look at the kind of things that you can do. And I would recommend anybody else who's wondering what to do with that spare hour, don't just stay in bed. Go and show somebody something amazing that they've never seen before. Go and show somebody that has never come into contact with it before the internet.